John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Jesus Christ is the way. Isaiah 35, 8 and 9 prophetically speaks of the way. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any ravenous beast shall go up thereon. It shall not be found there, but the redeemed shall walk there. Jesus Christ is the truth. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. John 17, 17, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus Christ is the life. John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? There is no other way. There is no other truth. There is no other life. Do you know this Jesus Christ? Have you been born again? Are you ready to begin a brand new life, free of all guilt and shame, a life with a new Father, a new name, and an eternal and glorious purpose? Today can be your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the invisible kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Revelation 19, verse 13, and he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. God said, Psalms 138, verse 2, I will worship toward thy holy hill and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God said, Psalms 12, 6 and 7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. God said, 1 Peter 1, verse 23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God said, Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Man said, the Bible is just a lot of old, unreliable words that have no relevance in today's enlightened society. It's a book for the uneducated and easily led. Now the record. Why is there one book in the universe to which all the world's books combined must bow down and do obeisance? According to the web, 129,864,880 book titles exist, and each must genuflect before the Holy Bible. In Josh McDowell's book, God Breathed, you'll find the following under the heading, The Bible is Unique in its Circulation. Every author would love to have his or her book hit the New York Times bestseller list. For any book to reach sales of 100,000 is rare, and it's even rarer to hit sales of 1 million books. The Bible, however, has no equal. Distribution of the Bible is now into the billions of copies. More copies of the Bible and selected portions of the Bible are in circulation than any other book in history. According to a report from the United Bible Societies, they distributed 32.1 million full Bibles and more than 372 million selections from the Bible in 2012 alone. The Bible is truly unique in its circulation, end of quote. According to Google, 6,001,500,000 Bibles have been printed. This inerrant, God-authored foundation of life has miraculously translated sin-ridden men and women the world over who have bowed down their ears to hear into literal champions of the cross of Christ. This one magnificent book is the very breath of God. He has breathed his word up the nostrils of the redeemed, giving us the power to become sons and daughters of God. There is a reason why all the world's books must bend the knee. The entire universe has been created by God's words. God literally spoke it into existence. In the book, The G.O.D. Experiments, Harvard scholar G.E. Schwartz, Ph.D., had this to say on the subject of gravity in the universe. Gravity is the universal force that literally holds the universe together and enables it to exist as a single unified system, a universe, or one story, end of quote. Words, all words, just one story, God's words. All words must bow to God's words. All books must bow to God's book. There is a reason. God's words are not printer's ink and paper, but His words are spirit and life. Even the power of death and life reside in the tongue. Proverbs chapter 18, 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. The very salvation of our souls requires the participation of the tongue. Romans 10, 9 and 10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In this short two-part, but especially powerful series, it will be clear why the Bible reigns supreme. G.A. Riplinger, in her book In Awe of Thy Word, had this to say about the Bible in words. The Ten Commandments were written with the finger of God, making the Bible the source of the original alphabet. Secular researchers Mark Allen Quanin, author of Mysteries of the Alphabet, and Robert K. Logan, author of The Alphabet Effect, traced the first phonologic and non-pictorial alphabet to Mount Sinai. They proved that the pattern for the letters and sounds used today worldwide had their prototype in the original Hebrew language, end of quote. Mount Sinai is where Moses received the first five books of the Bible from God. Revelation 19:13 speaks of Jesus Christ and says His name is called the Word of God. Consider John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe. Hebrews 1 verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 through 20, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and hath translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by Him and for Him, and He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. And He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. These are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. He is the first and last letter and all the letters in between. He is this universe, one story, entire compendium of life-giving words. All words, all books exist by His good pleasure. Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Revelation 21, 6, and He said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. Revelation 22, 13 and 14, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is God's creator of the universe, one story. Jesus is the Alpha and Omega and all the words in between. All things exist and consist by the Word of God. Philippians 2, 9 through 11. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is why every book must bow before the judgment seat of Christ. His name is the Word of God. God said, Revelation 19:13, He was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and His name is called the Word of God. God said, Psalms 138:2, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. God said, Psalms 12:6-7, the words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord, thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. God said, 1 Peter 1:23, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. God said, Isaiah 40:8, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Man said the Bible is just a lot of old, unreliable words that have no relevance in today's enlightened society. It's a book for the uneducated and easily led. Now you have the record.